AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he spoke to his Russian counterpart about the destruction of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea.
The United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows.
The military says a Russian fighter jet struck the drone's propeller. Russia denied it caused the incident and says it shows the U.S. is directly involved in the fighting in Ukraine.
Russia has had to depend on Iran and North Korea and has had to use equipment dating back to World War II. So Russia is running out of capability and running out of friends.
Houston is announcing a state takeover of the Houston School District. Democrats say it's political.
The announcement made by the Republican Governor's Education Commissioner amounts to one of the largest school takeovers ever in the U.S. It also deepens a high-stakes rift between Texas's largest city, Houston, where Democrats wield control locally, and state Republican leaders have sought increasing authority. The Texas Education Agency will replace the Houston Independent School District Superintendent and the district's elected Board of Trustees with an appointed Board of Managers made of residents. The state says the board failed to improve student outcomes while conducting chaotic board meetings. The district is also accused of failing to provide proper special education services. I'm Julie Walker.
Aaron Rodgers will be wearing a different shade of green during the 2023 season.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
On the Pat McAfee Show on YouTube and Sirius XM, the four-time NFL MVP quarterback says there are no hard feelings.
My side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans.
Hell yeah.
And what it meant to be their quarterback.
Rodgers says Green Bay is holding up a trade with the Jets. This is AP News. Cyclone Freddy is finally set to move away from land around Mozambique and Malawi. More than 200 people were killed.
The rain continued to fall in the storm-ravaged region of Blantyre in Malawi. Over 200 people have died in the country since Hurricane Freddy made landfall days earlier. Local government minister Richard Chimwendo Banda.
The roads are hampering our efforts to reach out.
In Kelimani in Mozambique, many who had to abandon their homes, like Linace Jackson, took shelter in schools. She said, when it comes to food, it's not enough. We also lack clean water we can use for bathing and washing. UNICEF Mozambique spokesperson Guy Taylor said although the storm is finally clearing, new problems such as cholera have emerged for the displaced.
Also malaria, of course, is a big risk when you have large quantities of standing water around for mosquitoes to breed in.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Another 88,000 people are displaced. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.